Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Until this year, one of the best parts of my job had been going to the Telluride Film Festival at the end of every summer. From one year to the next, I'd write about different films, of course, but I'd always find room for an expression of gratitude, for the beauty of the setting in the Rocky Mountains and the purity of the air, but above all for the certainty that seeing a dozen or more good films in the course of a long weekend would renew my faith in the medium, however grim the alleged blockbusters of the preceding summer might have been. This year, the festival was canceled, one more casualty of the pandemic. Late last week, though, Telluride set up shop next to the Rose Bowl, of all places, just for one night at sea level in filthy air caused by the Bobcat fire, and showed a single film, Chloe Zhao's Nomadland, on the screen of a pop-up drive-in. It turns out that you don't need a full-fledged festival to renew faith in movies, not even after 6 long months of big-screen deprivation, of watching motion pictures reduced to streaming on TV, of putting up with choppy motion caused by iffy Wi-Fi. All it takes is a single film, as long as it's as stirring, profound, poignantly funny, and almost literally transporting as Chloe Zhao's latest feature proves to be. Her previous film was The Rider. Nomadland doesn't open until December 4th, so I won't say too much about it now, but I can tell you that it's set, as befits the title, all over the place, meaning the haunting vastness of the American West. The nomad we follow is Fern, a woman in her 60s played to heart-stopping perfection by Frances McDormand. After losing her job and almost everything else in the Great Recession, Fern is what we would call homeless and what she calls houseless. She has her beat-up van and survival skills that keep her more or less afloat as she wanders from one job to another. What concerns this road movie the most is the soul of the wanderer, how she keeps hope alive, why she rejects every shot at a stable existence in favor of being with fellow nomads, aging men and women who look out for one another in a dream of kindness that transcends political stereotypes and come-and-go friendships that defy distance. Telluride at the Rose Bowl was an evening of pure pleasure, reconnecting with the power of cinema through an exquisite film that pulls you into a larger-than-life screen, takes you somewhere you've never been, introduces you to marvelous people, and leaves you full of feelings you may not have known you had, but glad to have taken the journey and changed by it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.